Dylan Hargrove is the head men's basketball coach at National Park College, and he recently spoke to Christian Collins about the new talent that has been recruited for the program in hopes of improving on last year's 11-8 record. The Nighthawks averaged 90.8 points per game, which was one of the best in the country, but they allowed 81.2 points, which was 63rd nationally. I'm James Lee, and this is Garland County Locker Room, brought to you by the sports department of the Sentinel Record.
All right. I want to welcome National Park College men's basketball head coach Dylan Hargrove to the podcast. Coach, how are you doing today?
Doing very well. It's been very, very good.
All right. Awesome. And, you know, Coach, before we dive into the X's and O's on the court, you know, this is still a relatively new program, not quite as new as the soccer program or anything like that. But what are the challenges that come with being the head coach at a pretty new program in general?
Well, you know, I was under a really good guy, our athletic director and dean of enrollment, Jason Hudnell, and he actually started the program. And our first year's NJCAA team, I was his assistant and was for about 2 years. And, man, he was a great guy to be able to follow. He taught me a lot. And so just growing pains, and it's really good growing pains because, you know, we just keep getting bigger and bigger with all the sports. Right now, you know, the challenges for us is we are a new program. Not a ton of people know about us still. And so we continually want to get our name out there as a program in the state of Arkansas and growing out. So,
yeah, and just since taking over as head coach in 2020, just what kind of culture have you tried to build around the men's basketball program at NPC?
Our biggest thing right now is our grit. You know, we want to be the toughest team. We want to play the hardest. And we want to be disciplined on the court, and that's kind of what we preach right now is and we use the word grit. We even have a chain we give out weekly that has the name or the word grit on it, and whoever the grittiest player is gets to wear it for the week. And so that's a big thing in our culture, is just being tough, is toughness, mental toughness, physical toughness, everything like that. So.
Yeah, and can you just tell me a little bit about your roster for this season? You know, who you have coming back and who you look for some of your impact players to be, whether new or older players?
Yeah, well, you know, with COVID and giving those guys that year back from last year, so they gained another year of eligibility. And we actually, you know, you see the transfer portal at the four-year. All the guys are transferring out. We actually have 9 returners coming back. And 4 of them were starters last year for us. Some of the highlighted guys for us, Cam Vick, he's been with us. He even played under Coach Hudnell his last year. He was an all-region player for us last year, averaged 14 points, 5 assists. He had a lot of Division II looks, had some Division II offers. He had a lot of Division I looks. He's coming back to up his stock for this next year to try to go to that Division I level. Another returner for us is Joquarius Valerie. He's from Houston, Texas, and he just plays really hard and really embodies what we want to do. Kylo Anderson, another guy from Fort Worth, same deal. He's long, athletic, does what we want to do. Savon Traylor was big for us last year, coming back. I think he averaged 14 points for us, and so he can really shoot it. He's really fixed his body over the summer. And that's some of the returners that we've got back. That was 4 starters for us from last year. And I'm going to go ahead and mention some of the guys that, you know, Garrett Powell, he was a returner, Cade Schaefer, Braylon McKinley, and DeMarcus Johnson with Notorious Nelson from Ashdown. And so all those guys coming back, they know our culture from last year, and they're bringing it in and teaching. And I'll go over the newcomers here in a minute, but teaching those guys, hey, this is how we do things, you know, and this is how we want to play, and we want to have that toughness. And some of the newcomers, we've got a 7-foot Kentravius Jones. He's an Oklahoma State transfer. He's going to be really good for us this year, and so we're excited about him. Seminole State transfer is Jalen O'Connor from Oklahoma City. Roderick Massenot from Trenton, New Jersey. Had a Division I offer last year. Same thing. He got his eligibility back, and now he's coming back and trying to up that stock and trying to get a better offer than he had last year. DeCorey Watkins transferred from UCA to us, and he's going to be a really good player. Him and Cam Vick are very similar to the same player. And then lastly is Yassine Raji, and he's actually from Amsterdam, which is our first international student that we've had for our basketball team this year, and so, or ever, actually. And so we're excited about him, and he's adjusting. He came in a 13-hour flight and just landed and was running 6 a.m. the next morning. And so, but we're excited about that whole group, returners, newcomers. They're meshing really well so far. And so we're excited about them.
Yeah, and you know, last season your team averaged 90.8 points per game, which was pretty high up there compared to the rest of the nation. Just talk about your team's offensive play and what you think kind of led to that success.
Yeah, last year I think we were 10th overall in the nation out of all junior college offensively, and we were top 5 in transition efficiency. And so last year was a little bit of a different team because we were a little bit smaller. I wouldn't say smaller, but we were about 6'5" all around. And so we were able to play faster and score that many points. This year, we do have with Kentravius coming in as a 7-footer, Garrett Powell coming in as 6'8", and guys adding on to that, we're looking to play a little bit more of a power basketball type deal with those two good post players. So they're very skilled. We're also going to play that speed, obviously, when they come out. But, you know, we still have the same deal that we've been running. We've just added a little bit of a twist to it with the big guys. And so we're excited. We're able to play fast and we're able to play slow. And so I think that's very important to be able to control the tempo of the game. So,
yeah, you just touched on this, you know, but, you know, how can you build on that offensive success from last year and, you know, really emphasize it again this year?
Yeah, I think one of our biggest things is not even how many points that we are scoring. I think it's the efficiency that we're scoring it at. You know, I think we don't really look at how many points we scored. We looked at, you know, what the field goal percentage was or points per possession it was. And so we just want to be very efficient. That's what we tell our guys. You know, I'm not a guy that's going to hold you back. We try to recruit the best players in the region. And we want them to play their game, and I want them to feel comfortable while they're playing their game. And so one of our biggest things is all I ask for is we're going to take good shots, take great shots, and the rest will take care of itself. So,
yeah, and on defense, you know, your team allowed over 80 points per game per average last year, which obviously isn't as impressive as your great offensive numbers. Mm-hmm. Just what have you been trying to emphasize on the defensive side of the ball?
Yeah, and last year, like I said, we were and the region's changed a lot. There was I think out of the three or four top 5 guys out of the region last year, they were all post players, 6'10", 6'8", somewhere in there. And we just didn't have that size really last year. So we were having to switch 1 through 5 and having to guard the post with, you know, a 6'8", 6'10" guy with a 6'4" guy, you know. And so you have to make adjustments with that. And this year, I think we've got the size. We went out and got the size where we can guard in the post a little bit better. And, you know, when it comes down to it, we can talk about the X's and O's of defense, but it really comes down to how hard are you playing. And so then that's what we try to tell, hey, you just play hard and it'll take care of itself. So,
yeah, and just overall, you know, what are kind of your goals for your team this season?
You know, we mirror what, you know, what Coach Hudnall says all the time. And we want to hang banners, you know. We want to win the region. That's our first goal, and then we continually go up there. We want to make the national tournament. We want to win our region, win our district, and then go to the national tournament, and that's kind of our goals. So.
Yeah, and just how far a run do you think your team can make this season?
You know, I think we have a lot of potential. I think we're very talented, and it really comes down to who's playing the best in March. And so I think we have a shot. Our region is very, very competitive, and it just keeps getting better, and new teams are coming in and getting really good players. I know SAU Tech, they won the region last year, and it was a close race between all of us. And Mid-South's going to come back. They've reloaded, and Costat's doing a great job down there. South Arc's getting better. North Arc's getting better. And so the conference keeps getting better. And so it's fun because we all push each other to be competitive. And so, but I'm excited to see the team this year.
Yeah, and just looking ahead to the start of the season, you know, what do the next few weeks and kind of month look like in terms of preparation for your team?
Yeah, so the first 4 weeks that they got on campus, we're under an 8-hour rule right now. Official practice doesn't still start till October 1st. So we have the guys for 8 hours as a team, And the first 4 weeks, we really, you know, we want to get them in shape. And so we're up running at 6 a.m. We lift right afterwards, and then we come in and play a little bit and abide by that 8-hour rule. And so preparation for us coming into week one of practice on October 1st is, you know, just getting that basis of our offense and our sets and what we want to do defensively, you know, and really preaching that we want to play hard and play by our principles offensively and defensively, and just preparing these guys mentally for conference play. I mean, you know, the regular season stuff is what it is, and we've got a great schedule coming out. We're playing Mineral Area at home, which is probably the biggest game we've ever had at the Kettle, and I think they've lost 2 games in 2 years, and so that'll be a good test for us, and I'm hoping everybody comes out. But it's that's one of our biggest things, is preparation for the season, because it is it's a long season since it goes through the fall and the spring. So,
all right. Is there anything else you'd like to add about this upcoming season, Coach?
Yeah. October 3rd, we're actually going to a jamboree in Oklahoma City, and that's on a Sunday. Be a ton of Division I's, Division II, NAI coaches there. Excited for our guys to be able to play in that. We played 3 games in 1 day, and so they're excited about doing that. Our first home game is on November 8th against Arkansas Baptist, and so we're excited for fans to come out and see that. The biggest thing for us is for this year is, you know, we've already been out to Hot Springs Elementary and done some stuff with the community, and we want to continue to do that. We want our fan base to grow, and we want the community to come out and watch us play, and we want to give back to the community as much as possible. And so if anybody ever needs anything in the community, just please reach out to me, and we'll try to get on that. But the biggest thing is, I appreciate our fans. We've always had a great fan base here, and hopefully we can keep increasing that. And obviously, Coach Hudnall, he's done a great job. I mean, you know, we keep growing, and he's done a great job of bringing in new coaches and keeping us as a family and doing everything like that. And he just does a great job of being a leader for us all. And we've also got a new assistant coach this year, and his name's Reginald Rogers. He's from Little Rock, Arkansas. He was at Potomac State, which is another junior college, last year, and he's bringing in a ton of energy. He does our weight program. He does our individuals. He's really good with the guys. So I'm excited for him because he just brings a lot of energy, so he's a lot of help. But other than that, I'm excited about the season, and hopefully all these fans will come out and get to see some new faces. So,
all right, awesome. Well, thank you for stopping by the podcast.
Absolutely. I appreciate it.
It sounds like Coach Hargrove has some quality talent joining the team this season, and I'm looking forward to getting to watch the Nighthawks take to the hardwood this winter. This has been Garland County Locker Room. If you like our content, please consider subscribing so you can get our latest content as soon as it becomes available. Our next episode will be released on Thursday, as Christian and I preview some of the high school football games to be played this Friday night. Also, if you have any comments, questions, or suggestions for new episodes, please drop us an email at sports@hotsr.com. We look forward to hearing from you.